Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, April 26th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Christians are still hoping to defeat Canada's Bill C-250. Missionaries return to Haiti to rebuild, and additional funds are available for inner-city mission workers. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Canada's Senate, where the controversial Bill C-250 is back in the ring. As written, the bill would add sexual orientation to two sections of the criminal code dealing with hate propaganda. International Bible Society Canada's Donald Brooker says they're concerned on two levels. There's no definition of hate, and it could trample the rights of Christians and their faith.
Some of these senators have managed to hold the bill up a bit, and currently it's being put off until a debate on Tuesday, and will potentially come up for a final vote on the 28th.
Brooker says that's the worst-case scenario. However,
there's a high likelihood that it would go forward, and I believe that if Christians don't pray and get involved, that it will go forward. That could limit rights on Christians to present the gospel message, and certain texts of the Bible would not be permitted for distribution.
Next, Haiti's rebel leader surrendered to police last week in the wake of February's bloody coup. Men for Missions' Warren Hartig says their teams were finally able to return to Haiti just 4 days ago.
We're getting ready to complete those two projects of the new downlink sites, and I think we'll be rolling toward the third and fourth quarter of this year to try to get another one or two up. When we get the next one on the air, we will have expanded the listening audience of Radio 4VH to over 1 million people.
The people have shown openness to the hope of the gospel following a time when all other hope was absent. Harding asks prayer for the possibilities.
We've got a new radio, a new AM, FM, solar-powered radio that will go back and forth between AM and FM on Radio 4VH. We have 500 of those that will be going in May 4th. We have another 2,000 on order, and we'll be ordering several thousand more in the coming days.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Young people may be the key to spreading the hope of Christ to countries in East Asia that are close to the gospel. Teen Missions International is working hard to train young people in ministry. Teen Missions' Bob Bland says they have 200 people going through training in one country alone.
And I think that's really the answer, is training the nation of young people to take the gospel into their own country. They will be people that go help us in opening up new countries. And they're being trained in things like child evangelism, fellowship, and reaching many, many children for Christ.
While security is always a concern, Teen Missions is planning a new work in Cambodia, and they need American teens to help.
And they're going to help do some of the training. And, of course, teenagers attract teenagers, so there's a great need for young people to be involved in that area, and they are a great blessing to the people there as well.
Pray that many will respond to the need. Meanwhile, this month marks 3 years since a missionary plane was accidentally shot down over Peru. Killed in that accident were Veronica Bowers and her 7-month-old daughter, Charity. Last week, a civilian court judge shelved criminal charges against the two pilots who shot the plane down. The case now goes to the Superior Criminal Court in Iquitos. Jim Bowers, since remarried, remains with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism. He and his family are serving in Portugal. And a special opportunity is available to help missionaries who are raising support for inner-city ministries. Friends of Here's Life Inner City have set up a minority matching fund and will triple every dollar that's given. The funding will allow minority staff to build a network of support so they can get involved in ministry more quickly. The ethnic staff have a track record of outstanding success in inner-city ministry, where they continue to make an impact for Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at our website at missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the sacrificial story of the work of Indian nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Peter Brooks.